This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. And if you haven't already, be sure to pick up your free photography business bundle at prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle. It's 4 weeks of helpful free gifts delivered every 7 days directly to your email inbox. The first thing you'll get is the PDF e-guide titled 12 Common Business Tips and Mistakes Photographers Wish They'd Known Before Going Pro. And believe me, I've made quite a few of these mistakes myself. After that, you'll get a new free gift every week that will help you propel your photography business forward. So head on over to prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle and get yours today. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews I get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So again, please leave a review. I really appreciate it. All right, let's get to the interview. Hey, everybody. I'm here with international award-winning photographer Eleanor Bennett. Eleanor, welcome to the show.
Hi, it's really great to be here.
And you know, I'm really excited to talk with you because you have just a multitude of experience ranging from fine art photography to contemporary art. You've been published all over the place. And how old are you?
19
and quite accomplished. So, you know, first of all, I want our readers to get to know you and get a sense of what you're about. So give us an overview of yourself and your background.
Well, I've won 49 first place awards in photography and art. I was the CIWEM Young Environmental Photographer of the Year in 2013. I'm a senior art editor, and in total, I'm an editor for 3 different publications published internationally. I've been exhibited around the world in many locations, and I am often continuously exhibited. I am currently studying for a diploma in marketing and currently hold a level 4 diploma.
Excellent. And for the listeners in the U.S., including myself, could you explain what a level 4 diploma is? Because you said that's what you're studying right now, correct?
Oh, I'm studying for a level 6. The level 4 is something I've already achieved.
Okay.
The level 6 would be equivalent to a bachelor's.
Excellent, excellent. So that's what you're studying for at this time?
Yeah.
Great. And so now tell us, have you always been interested in photography? Is that something that you studied continuously growing up?
I don't think so. Even though I started out very young, I think it came to me because I had the first opportunity I had a camera. It just felt natural to start taking images. I didn't really have that much of an education or getting into it. Mm-hmm. It was more instinct.
Interesting. Okay. And you're in the United Kingdom, correct?
Yes.
Manchester?
Yes.
And so do they have a lot of programs that encourage like young up-and-coming photographers when they're little kids?
Not so many. More so there was a bias to like nature photography, so that's why I started out in, because there was clubs encouraging young people to look at the environment around them and say what they saw and the animals they saw and understand that. So that's one of the reasons why when I first started out, I was mainly photographing natural scenes.
Excellent. And so today, what area of photography would you call your expertise?
Mainly fine art photography. And that is also the type of photography that I most often sell, as book covers and magazine covers.
Excellent. And you know, I'm looking at your site right now. Eleanor Leone, is that how you say your middle name?
Leone Bennett. Yeah.
Eleanor, yeah. Leone Bennett. And I'm seeing a range of fine art photography here, which, makes me curious because I see some landscape, some subject photography as well. How do you get yourself inspired to go out and shoot?
Well, sometimes it can be just seeing what's going on in my environment. Like, I love going to festivals and carnivals and gatherings of people too, because I find it really easy to catch people's expressions and get good portraits in those environments. And then quite a lot of the images on my website were just, they were really spur of the moment and they just came to me. There's one picture that I also recently sold from a shoot of me underneath leaves, and it looks as though that picture was in a wooded scene, mm-hmm. like a woodland, but there was very little leaves, but it actually looks all encompassing, like there's a lot more around the picture than what there was in the setting.
Is it the one where it's showing, it's a close-up of your face, and it's showing your blue eyes? Ah, very cool.
Yeah. And there was actually, like, not very many leaves there, which is surprising.
And did you take that yourself, just holding the camera up above your face?
Yeah.
Interesting. And was that used for a publication, a book cover, a magazine, or anything?
That became the cover of the Winston's Wish calendar, which that was connected to a competition, so I won first place in the Winston's Wish competition with that. And then it was also sold as numerous book covers. It was a popular image.
So here's a question for you then, Eleanor. When you go out and shoot, because you've got your art and your photography in many places, so when you go out and do a shoot, do you know where you're going to try to get it exhibited? Do you do the photo shoot first and then try to get it entered into contests or for book covers? Or does it work the other way around where they commission you first?
Most often, I'm doing my own thing, and then the competitions and exhibitions come after. I'm really going off my own initiative and just expressing what I want to put on the page.
I like how you put that, going off of your own initiative, and I think that's something that's extremely important with photography today. I know it's very easy, I've fallen into this myself, where it's easy to become a little bit lazy, especially if you don't have a photo shoot lined up with a specific client or a specific publication, but I like the fact that you go out and you just take pictures.
Yeah, it's really enjoyable. I feel like it's very, very freeing doing that.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, tell us, in your opinion, what makes a good photo stand out from just an average photo?
For me, when I'm judging other people's work as an editor, a lot of it is to do with composition, more so than the subject matter. A sense of feeling that the photo is just right and someone with an experienced eye has taken it based on the placings.
Excellent. And you said more so than the subject matter itself?
Yes, because often people can photograph two very similar, say a portrait, but the composition is completely different. Because I know for me, when I've been publishing my work, it could be the same face from the same shoots I'm doing, but it's all based on composition, whether or not my client would like that image when I go to try and sell it.
That's a good point, whether the client would like the image. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now let's talk a little bit about the tools of the trade, meaning the type of gear that you're using for your photography. What is your typical go-to gear when you go out and shoot?
Mainly my Panasonic FZ48. And then on shoots where I'm traveling, where I think I might not go to the location again because of distance, I also take my Nikon, that's D5000, which I won in the National Geographic competition when I was 14. And those are my two main cameras. The Lumix is a bridge camera, so it has a very long zoom, so it doesn't need additional lenses, and it's just a standard lens on the Nikon.
Excellent. And tell us, what is your favorite photography accessory other than your camera, and why?
I find it essential for me, because I shoot in all weathers a lot, to really have excellent lens cleaning materials. I can't buy enough microfiber cloths, really.
Mm. You know, that's a good point, and I've learned that the hard way. There's nothing worse than going out and shooting. I remember I was out, was it the beach? Quite possibly, and I get back, and I'm reviewing my photos, because I had taken hundreds, and there were little flecks in the same spot on every single photo I had taken that day, because I hadn't cleaned my lens. It's something that's easy to forget, but you really have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, I remember there was a camera I ended up giving to my mum because she didn't mind, but it had little flecks, but on the light sensor, so I couldn't just get them off the lens. So it was just like, I know it's there. Like, the image might get published, but I still know the flecks there, so I had to get another camera just because of a few flecks, because I wanted it to be perfect when I was shooting.
That would have driven me crazy too, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, next, let's touch on your post-production workflow, because as with any photographer, I see that your work has its own style. And so I'm curious about your process. Can you tell us what your post-process workflow is like?
Well, really, it's as far as editing goes, it's very simple that I use Windows Photo Gallery. In post-processing, and I know the publisher's requirements, so dimensions and DPI, I use EarthenView and GIMP, so it's all very simple free software.
Excellent. And you know, that's one reason why I like asking this question, because everyone has their own process and everyone uses different software. And really, when you're showing an image or when it's going to be published, I highly doubt the publisher is going to ask, what software did you create this in? Unless they're talking about the dimensions that they need. And so, yeah, it's really just use whatever software works well for you.
Yeah, and whatever they find works well on their end, and if the quality translates, that's all that matters in printing.
Absolutely. And even just sitting here looking at your photos, they tell such a story. Every single one of those photos, there's a strong narrative behind them, and I would say that is as important as the post-process that you use.
Yeah, I've not got that many photos on my website, really, compared to everything that I've ever been published.
Mm-hmm.
But the photos I've selected, I feel they describe how much work I'm capable of doing and the different genres I can do. So that's why that selection's on my website.
Absolutely. And that's also a good point that you bring up, because even in putting together a portfolio, it can be hard to decide what photos to put up there as well as how many. And I visited websites where it's been overwhelming, an overwhelming amount of work, where it actually makes me leave the website because I don't know where to go and it's just a little bit too much. And so I think yours really strikes a balance because it does show your range of capabilities, but without being overwhelming.
Yeah, the only gallery that I would think is overwhelming is probably my selection of cover art. There's about 130 covers there, but that's just an example of, like, this is how many people I've worked with. So that's for like a different set of clients other than just people looking at my work singularly.
Yeah, I'm looking at your cover art right now that you mentioned it. You know, it's, wow, it's really impressive how many covers that you've done.
That's a selection of, that's the best, like 130 out of about 250 covers I've done.
And you know, this actually brings me to the next segment of our interview, because I want to talk about the business side of photography, in particular, getting your name out there and finding new clients. Now, I'm looking at over 100 photos. How did you get the connection to begin producing photos for this company? Or is it several companies?
Well, there's all different ones, because I'm looking at it right now. It's like the first one is from No Exit Press. The next one's from Finishing Line Press. The other one's from a publishing house, Prol Books. And then another one is from UK Press. So it's all different clients on that selection of cover art.
And how did you start working with them? And the reason I ask this question is because I'm sure many of our listeners right now are trying to break into photography. All different genres, I'm sure, but a big question is, how do you get What are the first steps with getting in touch with a publishing company, with a magazine, getting them to notice you, and then ultimately working with them and featuring your photos in cover art? How did you go about that?
Well, it really became an icebreaker when I was first starting to win awards. So because I started to win awards when I was as young as 11, when I wanted to put myself forth to publishing houses as young as 13 and 14, I did have an icebreaker and a reason for them to notice me. And because I was being published in other places, I was trying to hone my cover letters and trying to make myself really appeal to people.
Mm-hmm.
But I sent a lot out. I didn't get behind if someone rejected me or ignored my query. I just kept pushing forward because that was essential for me.
This concept of the icebreaker that you mentioned, could you go into a little more detail about that?
Whenever I win a photography award, there's offshoots from that and very valuable PR. There's all different venues that they contact that you wouldn't be able to as being a very young person. You might get your work published in The Telegraph or The Guardian or other big newspapers. And when people think they've heard your name somewhere before,
mm-hmm.
and then you contact them to work with them, it's a very good thing because they think, oh, this is a rising star, and that's one of the reasons they want to work with you.
Interesting. Okay. And so when you reach out to them via cover letter, do you mention that you've won these awards, or do you expect them to already know and have heard about you?
I always mention, I never expect people to know, and then it's always a nice surprise when they have actually heard of me before.
Excellent. Excellent. And you know, another thing you mentioned that I like is that you were persistent. Even when they ignored your cover letter or your query, you kept reaching out and getting back in touch with them. How often did you do that?
I think with some people, especially friendlier outlets, I remember one person who advised me saying to get in contact every couple of weeks. I don't do that so much now because of my study, but I do definitely keep people in contact and keep my own newsletter of people that I see as potential clients who could give me work.
That's great, and that's really a testament to putting yourself out there, and even I would go so far as to say developing a thick skin. I think many photographers, myself included, years ago, we would get discouraged if you reach out to a particular company and you don't hear anything back. And then it's easy to think, oh, I'm not good enough, or my work is not good enough, and self-doubt begins to set in, when really it's just that we have to keep reaching out to them. And so it's really encouraging to hear that you are already accustomed to doing this. If you don't hear back from them, you know it's just normal that you'll need to reach out again.
Yeah, and sometimes I even see publishing houses where I really do think my work's like almost perfectly suited to what you're producing. And if they don't reply, then it's just someone else that can take me up on my offer.
Right. And, you know, sometimes it could even be that they may not have had a chance to look at your work, especially with publishing houses, with magazines. I remember working at a magazine and we would get people emailing and snail mailing us all the time, their images.
Yeah.
And there was no way, with all of the busyness and the deadlines too, there was no way to have a chance to look at everyone's work. But it was the persistent photographers and writers who kept contacting us that eventually would get into the publication because we couldn't help but take notice.
Yeah, I think definitely something I've learned from marketing, so my studies, is that getting the click through, so getting them to get just past my cover letter and go onto my website, that's a challenge in itself. So you have to really catch people's attention.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And next, Eleanor, tell us, what has been the most challenging aspect of being in business personally for yourself?
Personally, probably age. Probably people thinking that because when I was under 18 and I was working just as hard as I do now, them thinking they couldn't work with me and needing parental guidance and things like that. And the people that really wanted to work with me did seek parental guidance, but some people would let that let it be an excuse to not work with me just because of my age.
Interesting. Well, you sound more mature than the typical 19-year-old. I think you said you're 19, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I know plenty, I'm sure our listeners, everyone has met people who are not very mature. I mean, even well into their 20s. So I do see how your age could be a barrier if people just assume.
Yeah.
And what is the most challenging aspect now of being in business, now that you're over 18?
I think the time, really. I think managing all my outlets, because my website, my Facebook, any social media, I do completely myself. I think to maintain the balance between taking care of all those mediums is challenging when it comes to promoting yourself. It's like you almost need to schedule how much you're going to post and how much you're going to reach out to people.
Absolutely. Are you doing all of that yourself, or do you have anyone helping you, like assistants?
No, I do all of it myself.
Wow. Yeah. Time management is a big piece, a big part of it, whether you're taking classes or, I'm even sure 10 years from now, it'll still be a challenge. Time management is what many photographers would say.
Yeah. Well, in 10 years, there's going to be new social media, new ways to communicate yourself as an artist.
Oh, that's such a good point. And you know, it's already so hard to keep up with everything.
I know. It's like, I don't shoot with mobile, but look at how many photographers do shoot with mobile. I'm behind on that.
It is its own movement, like iPhone photography.
It really is.
And you know, that's just a part of running your own business, is just trying to keep up with everything, but also choosing what works for you. Just because there are a million social media outlets out there, it doesn't mean that we necessarily have to be on every one. It's really choosing the one that's the most effective and which the one that reaches your target audience the best.
Yeah, I found for me, if I only have to concentrate on two, Facebook and Twitter, get the most immediate response and get the most engagement for my business.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. And now let's talk about lessons that you've learned over the years. What's the most common mistake that you see either other professional photographers make or that you have made yourself that you've overcome?
I think I've definitely noticed photographers following trends too much. And like, there's tutorials on how to do different styles, but I think there's a lot of photographers who, whilst they want to market themselves, spend too much time looking at what other people are doing and lose their own vision to some degree.
That is such a good point. As I'm sitting here taking notes. Yeah, there is a lot of pressure. There is. I mean, you look around and you see different types of styles, and then you kind of want to be like that style, but it is important to find your own style first and take it from there.
Yeah. I think one of the reasons my style originated from was because when I was very young, I was using technology that was limited. Mm-hmm. The first camera I used was only about £65 in value and was very basic. And from there, I learned a lot of things about composition and light and shooting that carried on into me using better equipment.
I like that, because it taught you to learn the basics first.
It really did.
Absolutely. Excellent. And now tell us, what's one thing you wish you knew before you stepped into photography professionally?
Probably I would have liked to know how it was really important to build a body of work. And I would have liked to know how important it was to be expansive, and maybe that would have made me rush more into getting published quicker and doing things faster. Because really, it gives a better impression now I've done so much by now than when I was very first starting out.
So are you saying that when you first started, you didn't realize how much weight it carried to have your work out there and published?
Probably. And I probably realize now more than ever that to have a good background of clients and a good record of being published is really essential.
Very true. Very true. And now tell us, is there a particular photography resource, a tool, an online course, a book, anything that you would like to recommend that would help our photographers who are just getting started?
I've got a book here which I think is absolutely stunning called The Genius of Color Photography by Pamela Roberts. And that is a book that I often turn to, and I often work in black and white, but to learn from that book about how color interacts is just amazing.
Excellent. I will definitely include that in the show notes for our listeners. And my final question to you, but the most important question, tell us where we can find you online.
I've got my official website, eleanorleonibennett.com. And then I've just got a new domain, which comes to the same location, but might be easy to remember, bycontemporaryfineartphotography.com. And then I am also on Facebook as Eleanor Leonie Bennett Art, and on Twitter as @compactbeauty.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, just thank you so much, Eleanor, for chatting with us and really helping us all with our photography journey.
Thank you. It's been amazing to talk to you.
Are you getting ready for your first photo shoot and need to learn some common mistakes to avoid? Or maybe you need to learn how to communicate with your clients and grow your business through email marketing. Or perhaps you're just getting started with your website and you're trying to figure out this WordPress hosting stuff. When you're in business for yourself, it's a lifelong learning process for sure. And that's why I've set up the Pro Photographer Journey Resource Center. You can learn all of this and more through my free and paid self-paced online courses. Each course focuses on these individual topics and is designed to hold your hand every step of the way and help you learn how to run your business more successfully. You'll also find a host of other tools in the Resource Center that are useful for running your photography business, many of which I use myself. From email marketing tools to forming an LLC for your business to cool image editing software, it's there. And wherever possible, I include coupon codes to these online services so that you can grab a discount. So check it out at prophotographerjourney.com/resource center. That's prophotographerjourney.com/resource center.